boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You may not believe what I'm about to say, but I need you to keep an open mind. We made a new friend today, and that friend is a skunk. We're not lying. Mr. Sushi, the skunk. That's his name. He is a mister because he is a dapper young lad. This is a real skunk. I don't even know how else to say it. He's really a skunk. He does not have a sprayer. He's domesticated. And he's an emotional support animal.
It was the coolest thing ever in my radio career, to be honest with you.
Well, and it's funny because this is kind of thanks to you that we ever even got connected to Mr. Sushi, because I don't even know how long ago you were talking about how you had like a little bit of a skunk situation at your old place.
Yeah, the old place that we lived at, I was taking the two dogs out. One was not on a leash. One was, and there was a skunk coming towards us. I was nervous because the dog that was not on a leash is our little wiener dog, and he thinks everything is a little cat. Mm. So I was nervous that the skunk coming towards us, he'd be like, kitty, and would want to go towards the skunk, and you know how that would go. But luckily, the skunk saw us before the dogs did and go, oh, and turned around before things got, well, smelly,
Stinky. So we had a video of that moment from the show that went on Facebook, and Chris, Mr. Sushi's owner, she sent us a message and was like, hey, listen, I get it, but not all skunks are like that. I actually have the nicest skunk you're ever going to meet and the best smelling skunk you're ever going to meet. And we're like, all right, I mean, we've never shied away from mm-hmm. an opportunity to pet a cute animal. So she brought him by today, and oh my God, I need more skunks in my life.
And oh my God, does he smell fantastic. I am not much of a baby person. You know how people are like, oh, new baby smell. I don't get that. But I do get skunk smell. I couldn't get over it. I was like, this skunk smells good. What?
That alone, if you just got in your car. This skunk smells good.
I don't get the baby smell over here. Like, oh, new baby smell. I can eat that up. Nope. I don't get that. I'll never understand that. I do get new skunk smell.
That Mr. Sushi skunk smell.
It was so good. I couldn't get over it.
It was the best. He's the sweetest. He gets to go around and be an emotional support animal for lots of different people in the community, firefighters, EMTs. Was at a nursing home yesterday,
yeah,
which
was.
I love. And we're so happy that we got to meet him today.
It was the coolest day ever in radio.
Go check out our pictures with Mr. Sushi on the Z102.9 Facebook page. So we had Mr. Sushi, the emotional support skunk, visit us at the radio station today. And oh my God, we learned so much about skunks in general. But one of my big takeaways was, Destiny, I think you might be a skunk or part skunk.
I did too. I think I might have been a skunk before I became a human.
In your past life.
100%.
They are very misunderstood animals.
I'm misunderstood.
She was telling us, Chris, his owner, was like, they're like really interesting because you can't really like, you know, when your dog like bites you or has an accident, you have to be like, no, you can't really do that with a skunk because they hold grudges.
Me too.
You have to gentle parent your skunk.
Me too. I need that.
She also said they're very sensitive.
Me too.
Mm-hmm, that she has to be like aware of like when she brings them into new spaces. Mm-hmm. Like if she's anxious, then he'll feel her anxiety.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. He's an empath. And that they also like they need enrichment time. They need toys. They need like interaction because
me too.
They can get depressed. These skunks.
High maintenance. You forgot the high maintenance.
Oh yes, very high maintenance.
Me too. Need cuddling sessions a lot. Me too.
Lots of snacks.
There was me too.
Mm-hmm. You had a lot in common with Mr. Sushi the skunk.
I think that's why he liked me the most.
He did feel like an extra connection to you.
I think he was like, is that my sister?
Are you stinky maybe too a little bit? It's like,
hey,
is that
no,
my mom?
That was rude.
Is that my aunt?
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
One thing I can appreciate in these internet days is when a business is just funny about their promotions.
Yes. Or when they get like sassy in the comments.
I'm here for this. I'm like, I don't know if you have a Gen Z intern running your social media. That's what everybody assumes. But man, I just love it. And we got to talk about a local business, actually, that is absolutely killing it for Father's Day. So it's Friday in Marion, which I know you are obsessed with.
Half my paycheck goes to them.
Yeah. So yesterday, well, you actually sent me a screenshot and you're like, why didn't we go? They posted a picture of like little Menards buckets that you see like concrete being mixed in, but they're miniature. They were serving ice cream out of these Menards buckets for Father's Day. And they wrote this long caption about how chances are dad probably played a role in your existence. And then they shouted out all the dads, regular dads, people remembering dads, people with daddy issues, people who never knew their dads, deadbeat dads, dog dads, stepdads, zaddies, emotionally available dads, hot single parents who pulled double duty, everyone, all the dads. So they were like, what's more dad than putting ice cream in a Menards bucket?
What's more Iowa than that? True.
Like, that's Midwest dad, if I've ever seen it. Well, they posted again last night, and they're like, okay, so we sold out of these.
Like, I bet you did.
500 buckets later. They're planning on, it sounds like, having more this weekend. I'm like, you got to take your dad there. That's hilarious. They're in the comments. People are like, you said daddy issues? I'll be there. And they're like, yes, you will. And somebody was like, will the bucket attract a zaddy?
Will it? What'd they say?
I'm saying there's a chance. I don't know. I think this is the most genius thing. You get to keep the bucket. Did they get permission from Menards? That's questionable, but I just love everything about
this. I want to go there so badly. Do I need a little mini Menards bucket? No, I do not. But do I want one? Absolutely.
Well, it's not about you. It's about the dads. It's for neighbor man who is an animal dad.
I'm taking him there.
There.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Do you know what day it is?
Friday the 13th.
Yeah. And if I'm correct, this is the only Friday the 13th of 2025.
Dude, I saw that on the internet earlier and I was kind of mind blown.
Where's Annabelle?
Why would you say that?
That's my first thought was, where is she? Just want to make sure she's okay. Everything's all good.
I do not claim this energy.
We haven't heard from her in a while.
That's fine with me. Keep her away. That freak? Ooh.
Annabelle's not a freak. She might be saying the same thing about you.
And that's fine. We don't need to be friends.
That Taylor, she's a freak.
Just keep your curses and your bad magic away from me.
One of my favorite things in the entire world is seeing a couple post a photo together on like Facebook or Instagram, whether that's like, you know, somebody I know or even like a celebrity, for instance, like Taylor and Travis Kelce. I live for looking at these photos. The thing that I'm looking for is, how does this couple look at each other in the eyes?
Oh.
For instance, let's talk more about like Taylor and Travis Kelce. The photo I've been mostly obsessed with is like the photos of them at the wedding.
Yes, the cousins, I saw those.
The cousin's wedding. Or I know I've been seeing a lot of photos from the Stanley
Cup.
Thank you. I don't know sports. I'm looking at like, how is Taylor looking at Travis, or how is Travis looking at Taylor? And I'm mostly looking at their eyes. Now, this could be just Travis doesn't have to look at Taylor, and Taylor doesn't have. Let's just look at that. Okay, so if Taylor's looking at Travis, Travis does not have to look at her, and I'm just looking at Taylor's eyes. For me, Taylor's eyes can tell me a lot of things. Does she love him?
Okay, I didn't know you were a psychiatrist, but go on.
Just looking at their eyes can tell me whether or not they love each other. Same thing. Okay, so let's say Taylor's like looking off in the distance, but if Travis is looking at Taylor, I can tell whether or not he loves her by just looking at his eyes. And I do this with regular people too. And I'm like, I don't know if that couple really likes each other just by looking at their eyes. I feel like you can tell if a couple loves each other by just looking at their eyes. It's
for the twinkle, or
there's like a twinkle. Okay. There, you can see something in there. Have you never looked at the eyes, girl?
No, I know, because I just looked. I hadn't seen these Stanley Cup photos.
Yeah, I just
Googled them. I totally know what you're talking about. The way that, like, he's just talking to her and she's like looking at him so lovingly.
Yes.
But these are like almost like paparazzi. Like, they're caught in the moment. Most normal, we're just like posting pictures on it. I don't want a paparazzi following me around. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You're telling me that you've seen people on Instagram posting pictures and you're like, they don't love each other? Why'd they post that?
Well, like, if it's just a picture of like, okay, let's say if you and your boyfriend Curly were just, you know, putting your arms around each other, that's a little bit harder for me because you're not looking at each other. That is a little bit harder. But if it's like those candid moments.
I have one. Can I test this live?
Yes! I'd love to see if I could tell if you and your boyfriend Curly...
I mean, this is old, but...
...love each other. Yes. Oh, definitely Curly. Your boyfriend Curly's madly in love with you.
Oh,
I can tell in his eyes.
I was worried.
I know what absolutely makes my stepmom's day. That my dad hates eating pickles.
Yes.
Because, like, if he orders a burger... and it comes with pickles, he'll pick them off, and my stepmom gets to eat those pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Best relationship right there. And the same thing kind of happened this morning when we got breakfast, me and my boyfriend, neighbor man. I didn't get, it's not pickles, but what happened was I got cornbread, and I hate cornbread.
What is wrong with you, first of all?
It's disgusting.
Oh, you're not eating it right.
But it came with like 2 pieces of cornbread. And so my boyfriend neighbor man just knew I didn't want it. And he goes, can I have those? And I'm like, of course you can. So he got 4 pieces of cornbread because his also came with 2 as well. And by the time he got done with the cornbread, he goes, I'm going to be stuffed with cornbread before I get to my actual meal. And he's like, this is the greatest day ever. Is there something that like your boyfriend doesn't like to eat, or maybe that you don't like to eat that he gets to benefit from?
Yes. I have something for both of us. He doesn't like tomatoes.
So neither do I.
Anytime he has like a side of tomatoes on like a burger basket or something, he gives it to me because I'm the type of person, I can eat just tomatoes and salt.
No, ew.
And I love it. I won't do it every time, but I will take it off his hands.
Disgusting.
But for him, I don't like olives, but I love a Bloody Mary. And oftentimes on the like garnish thing, it'll be celery and like bacon and then the nasty little olives. And he looks forward to when I order a Bloody Mary because that means he's going to get my olives off of it.
I'm so glad I'm not dating you because I don't want the tomatoes or the olives.
Okay, well, you weren't invited anyways.
I am so excited to buy something this weekend. And I know when I tell you what it is, you're going to make fun of me. You're going to be like, she's officially in her grandma era. And you know what? I don't even care anymore. Dirty flirty in grandma era.
Mm-hmm.
You know those like, it's like a long strip, okay? And it says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or just has like MTW, and it's got all the letters, right? And mostly you just put pills in them.
A pill organizer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's on my list to buy this weekend, and I'm so freaking excited about it.
Okay. Why are we excited about this?
Because I am excited to just... I don't know, wake up in the morning and pop it open and there's my pills for me. Because I'm tired of like having to get them out every single night and organize what is what. I can't wait to, and it's already there for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get a pink one so it's all girly. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I guess that is one thing is that you could, like, I just Googled it. You can get some pretty cute ones.
See?
Like, there's one that's, like, flower-shaped. Aw, that's sweet.
You said, oh, that's sweet.
I'm just a little concerned that you're so excited about this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, to be clear, you just take, mostly it's a lot of vitamins.
Yeah, I got regular vitamins. I'm vitamin D deficient, so I have that. Lots of vitamins. Also vitamin C.
I just am like, what's the next step after this? You get your pill box. You're excited about that.
And we're going to go shopping for a bed this weekend. And I really want to get the one that goes, and it, you know, has controls to like prop me up. So I don't have to prop myself up.
Yeah.
I'm so freaking excited for that.
I mean, it sounds like retirement is just around the corner.
I've been saving up for it.
Sounds like it.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So how do you feel about starting to plan your funeral?
I was really hoping you were saying wedding, and now you really just Debbie Downer that one. Funeral? I guess. Here's the thing. I don't want people to look at my body. I don't want the casket to be open. Are we talking about that?
No, but I am right there with you. Like, that is nobody's business. No, I bring this up because there's this girl, Alexis, who's gone viral on TikTok. She works in the funeral and cemetery service industry. So, like, talking about funerals and death, that's, like, kind of not a big deal to her. She posted this video where she went over to her friend's house. She sets down her laptop, opens it, connects it to the TV, and goes, I have my funeral photo montage finished and ready to go. And her friend's like, what is wrong? Like, get that out of my house. That feels like bad energy. Why are we talking about this? Ew, creepy. She's like, no, I need to be remembered at my hottest. So I've made my, I took the liberty of coming up with the music I'd like, tributes, some messages from friends. And then I most importantly picked out all of my photos because I don't want you all picking out something nasty that I wouldn't approve of.
No, she's not wrong. Have you ever seen, like, on the news, something tragic happens to somebody and they post a photo of it and they're like, oh, this person has passed.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the photo and you're like, oh my God, could we not have picked a better photo? Like, that's how you want this person to be remembered. Mm. She's not wrong. I've never even thought to tell my family, hey, if something tragic were to happen and they were to, I don't know, put it on the news. Yeah. Could you pick a hot photo of me? Love of God.
Dude, my high school photos are off limits.
Thank God. Don't let the news pull anything that I posted in middle school, high school on my Facebook page. I swear to God, if they post that, you need to sue them.
Oh. Are you going to sue them from the grave?
I will come alive to sue them.
To haunt them for their choices.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Well, we're going to have a very old couple, you know, weekend. And we're really not that old.
Sounds like it.
So we're going bed shopping. And I can't wait.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty grown up. Mm-hmm. What are we talking here? Like mattress, bed frame, the whole shebang?
The whole shebang.
Oh, man.
Because at our last place that we lived at, we lost my bed and my bed frame. It was in the basement.
Yeah.
And there was mice in the basement and they ruined everything.
Yeah.
So now we got to get everything new. So what we're thinking is that our bed that's in our bedroom right now, we'll move to the guest bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll spoil ourselves with something.
Well, yeah, of course.
Why are we giving the guest something great, right?
No, that would be silly.
That'd be stupid. And my parents are coming back in July and they might stay with us. So we got to, you know, give them the crappy stuff.
Nice.
I know my dad listened to the show.
Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Enjoy the crappy old bed. So I'm really excited for this. And I don't know what I'm looking for, but I do know if I could convince my boyfriend neighbor man into anything, I want to get the bed that has I want all remote control everything.
Yeah.
I want to be able to I don't know what kind of magic they can do nowadays, but I have seen it where you can one person can have this type of softness or this type of firmness. I want to have my own versus what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to and be able to raise myself
up.
Yeah, baby. I want that. I want the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be like a Mercedes-Benz for beds.
Of beds. Okay.
I mean, daddy's paying, so I'm not.
Ew.
What?
I mean, first I was like, oh, your dad's gifting it to you. That's nice. It's not what you meant at all.
No, my boyfriend never man. Daddy's paying.
So shouldn't he get to decide?
No.
Oh.
Here's the thing, okay? The current bed we have right now, he claims it's only a year old, which is a lie because we've been together for a year and a half. I swear I can feel the springs, and he's like, there's no springs in it, but I swear I can feel the springs.
So are you going to like go into a store to do all this shopping?
Where else would we go?
Well, I don't know. Like, you can order a mattress online these days.
Yeah, I was going to go in store.
Are you going to be like the freak weirdo that is like laying on the bed?
Yes. Oh my God. I want to try them on.
Mm-hmm. If anybody also is shopping for mattresses this weekend and you see Destiny, please snap a pic.
and
DM it to Z102.9 because I would like to witness this.
Something I've never talked about on this show before is that my boyfriend, Neighborman, is really into slacklining. Now,
I think you did a long time ago because you tried it, right?
I did, and I'm not very good at it.
But now that it's warm out again, is he like starting to do it?
He doesn't really get to it as much as he probably would like to because it does take a lot to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
Probably good, like, you know, 30-ish minutes to.
Wait, so, okay, so people that don't know it, can you, like, dumb it down?
Ropes tied to, like, trees or really, like, a pole maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk on said ropes.
Like a tightrope.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the best way to dumb it down.
It sounds very difficult.
But you walk on it like 1 foot at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard, like if you've got horrible balance like I do, because you fall right off.
How fun. That sounds like a great time.
So I tried it one time. I tried it last summer with him. And I realized my balance isn't the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
But I still had fun. I'm just not the best, okay?
Yeah.
But he's going tomorrow to do something that he's done the last several years. It's like this event that they ask him to come and he'll teach kids how to slackline.
Cool.
Because he knows how to do it. So I was like, well, do you want me to come along? He's like, of course I do. So I'm going to help him set it up. Now, I'm not going to tight the ropes up because nobody wants me to do that because I would not know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, right.
So he's going to tight it all up, get it all set up, right? After that, I'm probably just like line control duty, you know?
Oh.
Okay, kids, if you want to do slack line, step behind this line.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get to you next.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to do. And maybe get some cute photos of him. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm like. Are you just going to be on like fan duty? You're just going to be like, yeah, go, sweetie. Honey.
That's all I'm doing. You don't want me teaching the kids.
Well,
because then we've got a lawsuit on our hands.
That is a liability.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
This looks like it would be a good night for some s'mores.
I don't know about that.
Bonfire.
It was toasty when I was out there.
Well, yeah, but once, I guess you did say it was supposed to rain, dang it. I just want a s'more real bad.
No. Now, wait a minute. There's a 10% chance of showers. That's at this afternoon. Now, when it looks like tonight, it's just cloudy with a low around 65.
65? That's perfect for a little s'more cooking.
I mean, I guess. Where's my phone? I'd like to do it hour by hour.
Oh, I didn't know we were this serious.
Well, yeah, of course we are.
I'm thinking like 9:30.
You're looking at 74. That's fine. 72. Isn't that still a little hot?
Well, no, not with no sun. I am very chilly as a person always. You know what it is? It's 72 in here right now, and I got a blanket and a space heater on.
Okay,
me, so
72 would be 10 o'clock. That's what you're looking at.
Okay, great. Catch me making a s'more.
12 a.m., you're looking at 68. I think you want to do it around 3 a.m., 65.
I don't think I want to wake up for that.
Like, what is the neighbor doing? She's starting a fire at 3 a.m.?
Do I smell
s'mores at 3 a.m.?
Honestly, me.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Father's Day's this weekend. It's for all those dads out there, the zaddies, the daddies.
Yeah.
All the dads.
Yeah.
The father figures.
The fathers.
Tonight's trivia question's for you. Dads think that 9.5 years old is the ideal time for kids to start doing this. What is it?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't have strong opinions, man.
Oh, you dads?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't remember being 9 years old, to be honest.
I don't either.
What was I up to?
Probably Still sucking on my thumb. I did that for a while. Don't ask.
I'm not going to. You can text in your guests to 309-200-1029.
Dads think that 9.5 years old is the ideal time for kids to start doing this. What is it?
Text in your guests to 309-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Don't forget this Sunday is Father's Day. And we're celebrating with tonight's trivia question. Dads think that 9.5 years old is the ideal time for kids to start doing this. What is it?
I hope we have dads on the text line, by the way, that are like, this is what I think for science. You can text in your guests to 309-200-1029. So far, Michael said to open a savings account.
That sounds...
Is your dad making you do this? Very responsible. I have no idea.
No.
I don't know. I don't even know if I have a savings account now.
Taylor.
I'm a little serious.
Do you have a checking, and then usually there's a savings with it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I've touched that since I was 9.5.
My checking automatically puts stuff into my savings.
Oh.
Like every certain day of the month. If I'm not paying attention, whoopsie, we go negative.
Ooh, I wonder if mine does that. I have no idea.
Girl, you need a login. Amy says, mow the lawn.
My dad would never.
Give up mowing the lawn?
No, he was way too particular.
Oh.
He liked to do the lines and things. I think that's why as an adult, I aspire to get good at mowing.
My dad was ready to give it up.
Oh, did
at yes,
nine,
I did.
At nine, did you ever do it?
No, I don't know if I was nine, but I did do it.
Nice.
Yeah. That's why I like doing it
I
now.
Know why you're so passionate.
Yes.
About lawn care. 4807 said drive a golf cart.
Is there a legal age for that?
That's a great question. I don't know. So I grew up on a golf course. Mm-hmm. Like it was in our backyard basically. And man, did I not care about golfing. I just wanted to drive that stinking cart. Between my dad and
my
grandpa.
There's gotta be an age on that.
I don't know though, because I mean I was probably if it's like eight, I was definitely old enough. It would be my little brother that he was real little being okay, like, please.
If you live in Anamosa and you missed, like for some reason, randomly, like one day your mailbox disappeared, Taylor probably hit it with a golf cart.
I wasn't driving it on the road. Now, if I drove on the green, which is frowned upon, don't call me because I don't know if I did.
Dads think that 9.5 years old is the ideal time for kids to start doing this. What? Is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 4 minutes.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Man, just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
You should know Taylor and I are obsessed with George Michael, father figure.
Dude, it is not because I regretfully do not know anything about George Michael, but I love the thirst traps on TikTok.
Not of George Michael. The thirst traps are like of other people.
Hot dudes.
Mine's normally, oh yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Mine's mostly Post Malone, but there's most, it can be hot dudes.
Yeah,
doing hot things.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Probably I've seen some like Twilight edits or something weird.
Okay, that's...
Everybody looks hot to George Michael. I don't care. It could be a toad. And you put that. Can you put that... Mm-hmm.
A toad sound looks sexy to this.
And then a little slow-mo. A little slow-mo hop and a ribbit. Girl, I'm saying.
Now she's into toads.
It does something to you, that father figure. It does.
I have now learned Taylor's into toads. Okay.
Well, I didn't say that, but, you know.
She is when that song comes on. Dads think that 9.5 years old is the ideal time for kids to start doing this. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Laundry. The answer is laundry. Dads think 9.5 years old is a perfect ideal age for laundry.
Again, my dad did not really want to give that up. My dad's
Your
the laundry
dad
man.
Did the laundry?
Yes. For the longest time. And not
Wait,
even.
I'm sorry. Does Mama Kris Jenner do laundry?
She does if she has to. But my dad not only does it, but he enjoys it. Like, this is not a punishment thing. What? This is, he just likes doing laundry.
What?
Here's the thing. We had four kids growing up.
You know what? Now you say that, I think neighbor man probably likes to do it too. He's been doing the laundry more than me.
It's because you're loud. Let me tell you why. Because
what?
Men hide in the laundry room. When we would get, there's four of us kids, so it would get loud and rowdy. And my mom's like, where's your dad? And it's like, oh, he's probably folding laundry. Hiding.
Men, listen up. Quit hiding in the toilet, pretending to go poo-poo.
Oh.
Start doing the laundry.
Well, you can only do that so much before we, like, start calling the doctor.
Wait, the poo-poo part?
Yes. So Father's Day is on Sunday, obviously. Thank you, Dad, for everything you did. You're the best. Love you so much.
Appreciate you, Dad.
Now, what we're also celebrating here on Those Girls in the Afternoon today is the hot dads, okay? They deserve a thank you and a little recognition from us. So I've compiled a list. And you know me, my life revolves around television. I love a TV show. I love movies. So I have some hot dads from TV and movies specifically that I would like to say thank you for. Number one, Carlisle Cullen from Twilight.
Oh, dear God.
He's gorgeous. He's a vampire because that makes his skin glow and glisten. He's also a doctor, so he's brilliant. He also helps them turn Bella into a vampire. Thanks, Carlisle, for being hot. Number two, Coach Bolton from High School Musical.
Oh!
I mean,
Zaddy.
Get your head in the game.
Did you know he you know how you, I forget what that app is that you can like send money and celebrities can like give you a thank you or a birthday? Money Scramble did that for me.
Yeah.
And Troy Bolton's daddy did it.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach Bolton.
Thanks, Coach Bolton.
Number three, Robbie Stewart, a.k.a. Billy Ray Cyrus from Hannah Montana. Specifically in that show, because I'm not into it right now. He's got weird these last couple years. That
Billy Ray. Gotten weird.
Robbie Stewart, though, shout out. Hot dad. Love it. Jim Halpert from The Office. Specifically,
which one is this?
Jim, like Jim and Pam.
Oh, you
know?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Spoiler alert. I don't know how far you made it in the show. They have a kid.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. They have a child, and then he becomes extra zaddy when he has a child. And my last one, and I say this so, so lovingly. George Lopez. George Lopez.
God, when he came on my screen at late at night.
I'm saying, I'm 10 years old and I'm like dozing off and suddenly he's jumping on a trampoline on my TV. I'm like, wait a minute, he's kind of zaddy.
Mm-hmm. And the way he would get so frustrated so fast, it was kind of a turn on.
Okay, well, you are, I mean, like, starting to drool over there.
You didn't. You know, he'd get so frustrated so fast. You didn't get turned on a little bit by that?
I love George Lopez.
I did.
Clearly.
I loved watching that.
It sounds like it.
You just gave a pretty good list of, like, zaddies.
Oh, yeah.
We'd like to thank. Well, you like to thank.
And I will continue to thank them. Thank you so much for all you did.
Now I feel like it's my turn to give my list of, like, hot dads I'd like to thank.
Sure.
Starting off my list strong, Danny Tanner.
Oh, wow.
Really, because of all the hugs he wanted to give in the show.
I can't believe.
Or yeah, I didn't say Jesse.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I was actually torn between the two of them for the life of me.
He had twins, right? He ended up being a
dad.
Yes,
yes. And I was like, do I want to go for good hair or do I want to go for hugs? At the end of the day, we all know that my number one love language is physical touch. So I had to go with what that was.
Okay, wow. I didn't really know that you were going to put this much thought into this.
Of course I was.
Okay.
And I loved his hugs. It felt like he was hugging me through the screen.
Okay.
I thought a lot about this.
It sounds like it.
Also on my list, from Hannah Montana.
Yes.
I put Billy Ray Cyrus, but need I say more?
At that time, I'd like to stress, at that time.
Yeah, I don't know about right now, but I don't know what he's up to these days, nor do I care.
I don't know either.
But on Hannah Montana, he was good.
Don't break my heart. My achy break okay, your heart.
No, don't you try. Might I go on? Bob Belcher from Bob's Burgers for teaching me it's okay to be a hot mess. And also, he is a zaddy.
Okay.
Like, he alone is really good looking. He just shows that you don't need to have, like, rock hard abs to be hot.
Introduced you to the dad bod.
Exactly.
Okay.
Going back to Disney, I'd like to put Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
He's a dad?
Yes. Remember, he has that daughter that is evil that fought...
Bury the platypus! Is that his dad?
Dr. Doofenshmirtz does have a daughter. Verified by Google, but he does have a daughter that only gets featured in one episode.
That's crazy.
So Dr. Doofenshmirtz. Again, need I say more? I literally just was talking about this to my wife or neighbor man like a couple days ago that you remember those cakes that everybody was doing just like a couple weeks ago? They were like, hear me out cakes.
Yeah.
That I wish I would have done from Fantastic Mr. Fox. Mr. Fox, like the dad. It's voiced by George Clooney. He's just sexy. I don't know what else to say other than the fox is really, really good looking.
Is he a dad?
Yes, he is.
To baby foxes.
Mm-hmm. And is voiced by George Clooney. Again, need I say more?
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about ultimate zaddy.
Yes.
Yes.
And my last one. Darth Vader. Because I like a bad boy.
I thought he was not the father.
Luke, I am your father. I thought he was a father.
Am I getting confused with Maury?
I am not the father.
That is, that's the Maury show.
Shoot.
Luke, I am your father. Darth Vader is a dad. If I'm correct, he's a dad. So Darth Vader, because I like a bad boy.
What's he look like under there?
Did we ever find out? Not that attractive.
Oh, shoot. But it's with the mask on.
I love a boy with a mask. Imagine the fun you could have with that.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.